20. We'll look at the last few verses of that chapter. Judges chapter 20. It was good to have Bob Larson with us last week, and it's also good to see his presentation last Sunday night, where he pointed out that in the 30 metropolitan areas in our nation, that something like 80% of the people live there, and he's praying to plant churches there, and I'm reminded that we are in one of them. Amen? Amen? And so it's important for the churches that are already planted to be strengthened and to do a good job as well. But 2 weeks ago, we looked at the battle between Benjamin and the other tribes of Israel, and the cause of that battle, of course, was the death of the Levite's concubine, and pointed out to you last week or 2 weeks ago how Benjamin had defeated, even though they were outnumbered, and I may have even gotten my ratio wrong that night. I counted it up again, but it was something like 12 or 15 to 1. Benjamin was outnumbered 15 to 1, something like that. And they still defeated Israel the first day and the second day. And so Israel, assuming that they didn't need God for the victory, went out and lost. And then they went back and assumed they didn't need God for their victory and went out and lost. And then they realized, we need God for the victory. Amen? Folks, it's not a question of odds. You and God, in any situation, you're in the majority when you're on God's side. And so Israel finally got their heart right. Of course, their purpose was to judge Benjamin for the sin, because when they decided to pursue these wicked men that had killed this concubine, Benjamin said, no, 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 we're going to protect those wicked men. And folks, that's what the world's doing today. If you say something bad about wickedness, I guarantee you somebody's going to come after you. That's okay. We just believe what the Bible says and keep talking. Amen? And the Bible says, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's why it's so encouraging when you come across somebody who's a Christian. Because there are a lot of people out there that aren't, and they seem to be awfully loud, don't they? And so Benjamin was they were deservant of being judged. but they'd won the first 2 days, and they were feeling pretty good about themselves in our vernacular. And in particular, let me show you what they were thinking as we began to read in Judges chapter 20. And I'll just read a few verses here and we'll have a word of prayer. Let's stand. Greg didn't have a stand during the song, which I must admit was refreshing to rest when we sang. But anyway, we need to stand up just for a minute here and stretch our legs. I'm going to read a few verses. I'll point out some phrases and we'll have a word of prayer. I'm in Judges chapter 20, beginning in verse 29. Israel set liars in wait round about Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin went up against the children of Israel went up against the children of Benjamin on the third day and put themselves in array against Gibeah as at other times. And the children of Benjamin went out against the people and were drawn away from the city, and they began to smite of the people and kill as at other times in the highways, of which one goeth up to the house of God and the other to Gibeah in the field, about 30 men of Israel. And the children of Benjamin said, they are smitten down before us as at the first. But the children of Israel said, let us flee and draw them from the city unto the highways. And all the men of Israel rose up out of their place and put themselves in array at Baal Tamar. And the liars in wait of Israel came forth out of their places, even out of the meadows of Gibeah. And there came against Gibeah 10,000 chosen men out of Israel, and the battle was sore, but they knew not that evil was near them. Read that again. They knew not that evil was near them. And the Lord smote Benjamin before Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed of the Benjamites that day 25,000 and 100 men, all these drew the sword. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you tonight that we do not depend upon situations. We do not depend upon odds. We do not depend upon the way things look or what we can see. We do not depend upon as the song we sang tonight, our hoarded resources or our strength. But Lord, thank you tonight that we can depend on you. We can depend on you for everything. Lord, forgive us when we trust in ourselves or we try to trust in circumstances or we count our money or we look at the things that we have accumulated and depend upon them for results. And Lord, forgive us for any time that we would not give you absolute trust and rely upon you for the things to come. I pray that you'd help us tonight as we look at this passage for the next few minutes and give us some discernment and something that we could remember and take with us and use when we leave this place tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Tried to show you. There's two or three phrases that just jump out in this passage. And the first one is that phrase that you see there at the end of verse 30 and 31 and in 32, as at other times. In other words, they had seen the way things happened before, and they just assumed that it would keep going that way. Isn't that the way the world is? The world looks at things and the world says, we've been wicked and God did not judge us, and so we can keep getting away with it. And then you got to remember something. The Bible promises us evildoers will wax worse and worse. And you know this, that when the flesh is in control, the flesh is never satisfied. The people that wanted legal alcohol in the 20s and 30s and that wanted legal abortion in the 60s and 70s, that want to kick God out of the schools and that want to legalize homosexuality and protect it, and they're never going to be happy. They say, well, we want to choose if we're going to be male or female. Once they got that, they're going to want something else. And it's getting pretty crazy, isn't it? But their assumption is there's no problem. We did all those things and everything seems to be going just fine. Let's just keep on going. Folks, someday God's going to put a stop to it. The people that, and I just, I think about this a lot as I get older. It is so important for us to be faithful even when other folks are not faithful, because my faith is not, my faith towards God, coming to church and working in the ministry and supporting the ministry and all the things that we all do, coming to prayer meeting on Wednesday nights or coming to church on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights or whatever we do here, we don't do that because somebody else sees us or because somebody else is doing it too. We do it because of the Lord. Somebody says, well, so-and-so's not faithful, so I won't be either. If your faithfulness is based on so-and-so, you got the wrong kind of faithfulness. It's important for us to be faithful, and I guarantee you God's going to reward that when you step into eternity. But we live in a world that is so wicked, and there's so much suffering, and there's so much misinformation. The world is filled with people that just assume, so far, so good. Let's keep on trying. And we know, we of all people know, there is a day coming, isn't there? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the dead in Christ shall rise. I'm not going to quote the whole verse for you, but then we'll be called up together to be with them in the air, and there's going to be a day coming, and it could be today.
Right. Amen.
And it seemed to them like everything was okay, you know, as at other times. You know, it was just fine 10 years ago. It was just fine 5 years ago. It was just fine yesterday. There's going to be a day coming when God's going to put a change to it. We don't depend on the trend. We depend on the Lord. Right? In other words, someone says, and this is really applicable in the area of people, particularly the world, that just feel like they can sin all they want with no consequence, but Christians as well that feel like they can get away with wickedness or not being faithful or ignoring God. Folks, there are consequences, and they come from God. And why don't they come sooner? Because God's merciful. So there's three things I'll show you, and I don't have a lot of time, but first of all, there's this dependence upon things to continue as at other times. And I really like that statement in verse 34 when it says, they knew not that evil was near them. In other words, They were in the wrong. They were protecting wicked men. They were outnumbered by Israel terrifically. But they'd won 2 days in a row, and they thought, well, it'll just keep going that way. And I don't want to beat the dead horse, but I'll say it one more time. The only reason things go anyway is because of God. The reason that we are still where we are and that we still have what we have, and the reason that we are not consumed is because of God. The reason the devil did not destroy us today is because of God. The reason the wicked weren't judged today is because God chose not to judge them yet. The reason the Christian that's unfaithful seemingly doesn't have any consequences is because God's merciful. And don't depend upon the trend, depend upon the Lord. Now, you can turn that thing around the other way. You say, Pastor, it just doesn't seem like what we do makes any difference. Well, I had a bus ministry in Salt Lake City. And at one point in time, I ran the bus ministry in a Nissan Maxima. That's how many children we were picking up. And, I might get six. And I was getting a little bit discouraged, and I knocked doors and tried what I could. I didn't know much about what I was doing. And so I'm running this bus ministry in a Nissan Maxima. And this fellow came to our church, and his name was Rick. And not the Rick that we're praying for. This is a different Rick. His last name was Rule. And he came to our church, and he said, you know, I know how to find bus kids. Now, yeah, I've tried everything. I don't know what to do. And he said, well, let me help you if I can. And I really don't think he knew much more than I did, but he was willing to try. And we went out on a Saturday, and we had knocked on some doors. We weren't having much success. And I found out something. If you want to find bus kids, you look for bicycles, tricycles, and toys. And you go knock on those doors. And the other thing about bus prospecting is when you're bus prospecting, you're looking for bus kids. And so you keep on going until you find them. So we were just about to quit. And we had one more side of one apartment building. And I thought, you know, and be careful because the devil will do this to you. You can do that tomorrow, the devil says. No. Finish it today. And the next door we knocked on, by the time we got finished with that row, we had about six or eight new kids. And by the time my wife and I moved back to Texas in, 91? We were running about 25 on the bus. And the last day we were there, somebody else drove the bus, and that bus was packed. What a blessing that was. And you just said, well, you know, you tried and tried and tried, and it didn't work. We just stay faithful, amen?
Right.
Don't just think that because it didn't happen yesterday. Folks, if God said do it, just keep on doing it. Amen? But the trend is not what you trust in. You trust in the Lord. So Benjamin is misconceived when they think everything's okay because it was that way yesterday. And the conclusion of that was at the end of verse 39, it says, surely they are smitten before us, they said. But that wasn't the case. They were defeated. Now, there's a second thought here. And let me show you this. You saw it, first of all, in verse 29. Let me show you this phrase. In verse 29, the Bible says, Israel set liars in wait. Now watch that phrase. Look at the end of verse 36. It says in verse 36, the children of Benjamin saw that they were smitten, for the men of Israel gave place to the Benjamites because they trusted unto the liars in wait, which they had set beside Gibeah. Verse 37, and the liars in wait hasted and rushed upon Gibeah. And the liars in wait drew themselves along and smote all the city with the edge of the sword. Verse 38, now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liars in wait. And that phrase, liars in wait, talks about some fellows that were just waiting to pounce. Folks, that's the way sin is. Sin's waiting to pounce. Two thoughts. First of all, for the world in general. Even before God judges the world, folks, the wages of sin is death. If you know somebody and they have decided to live their life without God, some of us are old enough to know that doesn't work. We're not built to live our life without God. Someone says, I'll get along just fine. I want you to know something. One of the liars in wait is the devil himself. And he'll get you if he can. Another liar in wait is the wages of sin. So you feel safe. You know, again, I've been sinning and I've been getting away with it. But what's lying in wait ready to pounce? Right? And it's coming. And it came to them. And they thought everything was going to be okay until the liars in wait showed up. And I fear for our teenagers, for example. And our teenagers, they may be lulled into a false sense of security. Oh, I can just live my life the way I want, and I can be all about me, and I can be selfish. There are liars in wait, aren't there? And in their life, some things are going to come along. And when they do come along, you better know the Lord. And you better be with Him so that He can protect you from those things. So there was this idea that they could wait and trust on things as at other times. There was this idea that there was nothing to fear, but there were liars in wait. And then finally, there's just a last simple thought, not quite so clear in the passage, but certainly true. And that is, did Benjamin really think that God wouldn't ever judge their sin? Did Benjamin really think that God wouldn't ever judge their sin? He did, didn't he? Look what happens in verse 41. The men of Israel turned again, and the men of Benjamin were amazed. You know why they were amazed? Because they were defeated, and they knew what was about to happen. They saw that evil was come upon them. Therefore, they turned their backs before the men of Israel unto the way of the wilderness, but the battle overtook them, and them which came out of the cities they destroyed in the midst of them. And Benjamin was destroyed, so much so that the tribe almost ceased to exist. Now, in our day, there are people, you meet them all the time, and they're living a wicked life. You read about it. You bump into them. I think we read more about it than we actually see it sometimes. But there are people living a wicked life. Folks, there's still a God. There's still a God that will reward you and I for our faithfulness. Amen? There's still a God waiting to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. There's still a God waiting to hear our prayers. There's still a God waiting to reward us for our service so that we can cast our crowns at His feet. There's still a God that is there ready to come back. And aren't you glad you know Him? What if you didn't know Him? There's still a God waiting to judge the world. There's still a God that people are going to stand before. And as Corinthians describes it, they're going to stand there with wood, hay, and stubble. And they're going to be saved so as by fire. There is justice. God is going to reward righteousness, and He's going to judge sin. He's going to reward service, and there will be a loss of reward. The Bible's very clear about that for people that didn't want to serve Him. We've all got a choice. Benjamin just flat out didn't want to see the truth. Even though they were outnumbered and even though they were wrong, they thought, we won before, we got away with it yesterday, we can get away with it today. Even though there were liars in wait, they thought, that's okay. You know, everything's going to be fine. And even though they deserved to be judged, somehow they thought they were going to get away with it. And none of that happened, did it? It makes you really be glad you know God. And one of these days, God's going to set everything straight. And the faithfulness that you've exhibited and the service that you've offered towards Him is going to be rewarded. And the folks, especially the lost folks that denied Him, there will be consequences. Let's all stand and pray.